Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a thing Heaton told me, an idea that he planted in my mind.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That months later, I still think about. I will just give you guys the quote, and then Heaton will unpack the conversation and we'll dig deeper. It was all a dream.
Yeah. So, man, there are so many people that I've explained this to privately, and I don't think I've really shared much publicly, maybe randomly somewhere on some podcast. But this is our podcast, and it's something I told you. And if you're still thinking about it, I know other people are too. And it really kind of makes you wonder about a lot of things when you think about it like this. So I said this in reference to something I've been thinking about a lot. And what I've been thinking about a lot is the fact that as human beings, we hold on to so much of the past. And we hold on to things typically that are related to ourselves, and also that are related to other people. And one of the points I want to make about life is that whatever your perspective is today, now, or was, or even the fact that you and I right now, Stelly, are having two very different experiences, even though we're in the same moment, in the same conversation, on recording a podcast. Now, let's just expand that. There are thousands of people that are going to hear this. Think about all the perspective that they're going to have when they read this and how many different perspectives there are. Each individual has their own perspective. Even if we see and hear and talk about the same thing, we didn't really have the same experience. It was our own individualistic experience to have. And so when I think about those kinds of things and a lot of the theories people have out there that make it very complicated, like we live in an illusion, or, you know, quantum theory proves there's multiple dimensions, or, you know, aliens, right? And all these things. And, you know, whatever you want to believe, I have no judgment, zero judgment. I probably know more of these theories than most people who are listening because I just am curious. Mm-hmm. And so my summary is like, it was all a dream. Whatever you're hanging on to, whatever happened, even if it was like literally 30 seconds ago, whatever I just said, it was all a dream. It was just all a dream. And what's a dream? It's something you don't even believe was real. It wasn't real. You woke up from it. You're like, wait, what just happened? It was so intense. I did this and I did that. And that, but wait, I was sleeping and I was dreaming. It didn't really happen. So anything, even your best moment in life, it was all a dream. You can't go back to it. It's in your mind. And whoever else was there has a different version of it in their mind. So we're all just dreaming.
Holy shit. You know, how do I even respond to this? The one beautiful thing, or one, I think, practical application of this to test this, again, see how it feels to people that are listening, is to take something, an experience that happened to you a long time ago. You know, it doesn't even have to be a long time ago, but just for fun, something that stands out, maybe your last vacation, right? Since I'm on vacation right now, maybe this is what's on top of my mind. The last vacation. And just think about a few things that happened during that vacation and see what remembering that vacation, what it feels like, what it looks like, how intense the images are, the feelings, the sounds, the moments, the memories. And then imagine going on vacation to a country you've never been. Imagine walking through the streets there, meeting people, laughing, having experiences. And now tell me if those two, if the one memory and the one imagination, if they're drastically different, right? This is one thing that I've noticed is when I remember even super intense experiences, it's hard to tell that it ever really happened. There is something, I don't know yet what it is, some criteria to that memory that makes me internally go, yes, I know this happened for sure. And I know this didn't happen, right? Or I'm not sure if this happened. But in terms of the intensity of its realness, it's all the same. Like if I imagine something, if I remember something, A, it's obviously not reality right now. It wasn't even, to get metaphysical, it wasn't even real reality back then, because there's some overlap of shared reality if we're all in the same room, but that overlap can be quite small, surprisingly small, you know, depending on who you are sharing that reality with. It's always an interpretation of what really happened in that moment to you, and that will be drastically different from the interpretation that other people have in the same room or the same space. But when you think back, even more so, it's not real reality. It's not happening right now. It's not some kind of a thing that's undisputable that everybody shared in an exact way. And so we use memories of events in the past. Oftentimes, we hold on to these in a way that is diminishing our present moment and that is taking away from future potential, right? We're creating these stories about ourselves, about all the bad things that happened to us that now have diminished us in some way and are taking away opportunities from us or chances or whatever. And this is particularly strong. I think that was the case when Heaton and I talked about this. We had a private conversation about it in a coffee shop. Our private conversations are very rare. Most of our conversation, the vast majority of our conversation happens publicly
right here,
on this podcast.
Right here, right now.
So it's very rare that we have a conversation that's not recorded and published. But that was one of them. And we talked about people in our lives. And I think that's what made Heaton share the idea of, you know, it's all a dream. Like we're all holding on to these things that happened in the past, you know, in some kind of way that influence how we feel and how we act and how we see ourselves and others right now. But we don't have to. If we understand that this shit is all a dream, we can just all let go of this, of what happened, and focus on the now. A lot of weight and a lot of burden can be lifted. And there's another quote. Funny enough, I didn't share that with you then, but I want to share it now with everybody. It's one of my favorite quotes. And I have to find who said it. Boom, I got it here. Remark. I don't know exactly how to say his name. Remarque. Probably some older Roman or something. But the quote is,